With some resistance from the wind, the ringing church bells welcome the travelers to their first resting stop on their 150-mile path.
And I welcome you all to the First Congregational Church of Dalton.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thanks for coming.
Interim Pastor Quentin Chin provided a more formal welcome. Having walked about 5 miles on day one from Pittsfield to Dalton, about 20 people sat down for a potluck dinner of lasagna, soup, and
vegetables.
Heading the pilgrimage is Jay O'Hara, who leads his fellow marchers in a moment of silence as they hold hands in a circle before sitting down to eat in the church's dining hall.
Why don't we have a moment of gratitude and thanks for this bounty and for the walkers and for this beautiful day we had to walk in.
Pilgrimage leaders O'Hara and Meg Claypack are both Quakers and part of a faith-based climate action working group. O'Hara says the march is Quaker-led, but open to all faiths.
Faith is the turning of dreams into deeds. It is essentially acting on the unseen realities. And climate change is like the ultimate unseen reality. And so then the faith is the turning our dreams of the world that we need and also dealing with the nightmares of those dreams that could be if we keep down this path, and turning our lives into the deeds that are going to change.
People from around the region and country, some of whom have taken part in earlier climate marches, are joining in. Along the way, the group participates in Quaker-based worship, which involves periods of silence of up to 30 minutes at a time. Claypack says faith plays a role for her by helping her realize everyone shares the climate, adding that it's a daunting crisis that requires soul-searching and listening.
To hear what is mine and to understand what is being asked of us individually in this time of crisis, is living a typical conventional life still appropriate given the scale and complexity of the climate crisis? And yet we know that no individual can solve this problem on their own, so listening deeply for what is mine within the scope of what needs to be done is very important.
O'Hara and Claypack are two of a core group of three that has set out to walk the entire Massachusetts and New Hampshire portions of the proposed Northeast Energy Direct pipeline. Kinder Morgan is aiming to build what could be a 36-inch pipe, each day carrying 2.2 billion cubic feet of gas fracked from the Marcellus Shale to a distribution hub in Dracut. The company insists its customers, regional energy companies, are calling for more pipeline capacity to lower energy costs. Aside from environmental concerns, opponents say the pipeline's gas would be exported to Kinder Morgan's benefit. According to the company, if everything stays on schedule, including federal regulatory approval, the pipeline would be in service by late 2018. Stopping to eat, meet, and sleep at community and religious centers along the way, the pilgrims intend to meet with others opposing the pipeline or just interested in what they have to say. Karen Ribeiro of Amherst is on the steering committee of Climate Action Now, which opposes the project. Her pilgrimage will last more than 40 miles from Pittsfield to Deerfield.
And I wanted to just have a visceral experience of the route and kind of walk the land myself.
While he says they didn't plan it that way, O'Hara adds the pilgrimage is timely as many other religions are celebrating Holy Week.
The climate situation presents us with that question of, we have a way of being in the world of burning fossil fuels unhindered, and that way has to die and be put in the ground. And the question is, how are we going to live into the new life of what comes next?
A pair of clothes to walk in and a pair of clothes to change into when we got to the place, and a sleeping bag and a toothbrush, and that's about it.
The core group members plan to arrive in Dracut, the end of the proposed pipeline, on April 12th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.